Hello everyone, it is Sunday and I've been so blessed that my work colleagues who all worry that they're going to end up as content on my podcast or vlogs gave me a suggested theme. So this is going to be consultant fails. So every month I may do one episode where I will actually tell you about my failure. So everyone, especially as a consultant, we all fail. So I work with this technology called SAP. It's pretty much how we got Apple, businesses got SAP. So it just replicates their business into a computer system. It's like a business suite, okay? So I try to learn, when I'm looking at, because there've been a solution change, so I've got to look at what my current solution is, the functionality, compared to if they change it and we go into a different functionality, what is that change? And SAP is really amazing at giving you 65-page documents. And oh my goodness me, you know, it is so boring. Sometimes it just really is. They can make it sound a lot more complicated than it actually is. And, you know, you sat there and you're just really trying, but the room's a bit warm and that means you want a nap. And then you're trying to read this document and it means you want a nap even more. And anyone that's worked with SAP, you all feel it. You all feel it. Even if you're just a normal day job, you know, if someone gives you a 65-page document, you're just like, and when I'm like, sometimes I talk, okay, a lot of times I talk and I play up a little bit and I'm like, oh. So this is my failure that I actually, you know, when something comes up, like a big document, I procrastinate. It is so easy to procrastinate. And, but you know, I always hit my deadlines. I just do. And as a consultant, you haven't got like fixed hours. So if you got a deadline, then you just got to work later into the night. I see it as a child, you know, you can do your, if you want to act like an idiot, you will get punished pretty much, because then you'll have to do it in the night. The timeline doesn't move whether you want to procrastinate or not, or how boring the document is or not. So I think that's why massive tech companies, you know, like Google and Facebook and stuff like that, they got numerous working environments for the, you know, for the workers, just so when that happens, because it always happens. So it just shows you, even though you may, if you watch my social media, you watch my life, in my 24-hour timetable, I do schedule my work into it and like what activities I'm going to go into work. But we all fail and we all get bored. So just to show you that it's not all sunshines and rainbows, sometimes a 60-page document bores your absolute face off, but you know, you just gotta power through, make your way through it. I hope it helps. I hope everyone feels better. And this is the one thing, right? I'll challenge you. In your job, you know, you may have an activity that you gotta delay and delay and delay, and you just don't want to do it. And I get it. Especially, so sometimes, you know, if someone gives you a timeline, you'll take the whole length of that timeline, even though it could take you a lot quicker. I suggest that you start like making a imaginary timeline in your head where you have to get it done by, just because we don't feel good as people when we delay and delay and delay a task, because we know we can do better. And you should always try and just create your own work. And I know it's easier said than done, but you know, there's so many courses out there, especially if you work in a tech industry, or even, you know, even in your job, like there's so much material out there. Just go do it. And we all fail, we all procrastinate, and that's fine. You know, you just got to move on and have a good day.